Hello, I'm Mike Roberts, delighted to be with you and a series of programmes that are going to span a 9-year period between 1964 and 1972, over 17 weeks, that I've called Malta Memories. It was in 1960 that I came to Malta to live and to work. I was based at Ta'ali with the Royal Air Force, and for 4 years I combined my duties there with broadcasting from the Floriana studios of BFBS, which we knew then simply as FBS. And by the time I left, I had risen to the dizzy heights of chief announcer, and I've been returning regularly to the island, where I have many friends ever since. So in this series, I'm going to pick up the years that followed my departure, with lots and lots of research memories created, in the main, by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta, as these islands travelled through those 9 memorable years. And in seeing just how Malta's national and social history was being fashioned during the years between 64 and 1972, and to help those memories come alive, I shall be linking them with the popular music and song we were all hearing, probably singing too, during each one of those years. Like this 1964 hit from Diana Ross and the Supremes. Diana Ross and the Supremes with Baby Love. So what was and who was making the news in Malta some near on 50 years ago? Well, let's start in the January of 1964. Carmel Elul of Cospicua was awarded the British Empire Medal for 43 years of service, and a road improvement scheme at the Strand Sleema was nearing completion. Film showing at the Plaza and Embassy Cinemas were West Side Story and Summer Holiday. And a half-column plug for Malta in the UK's Daily Express described the island to potential tourists as a hunting ground for the geologist, archaeologist, historian, language scientist and connoisseur of art. Other assets were fishing and swimming, and visitors were urged to sample some Maltese cooking like tampana and octopus stew. The Chamber of Commerce held its annual luncheon at the Phoenicia, and Malta's countryside was suffering from only 6.33 inches of rain in 4 months, compared to 15.35 in the previous year. Heavy seas damaged the Jew's Sally Port slipway, preventing 63 Valletta fishermen from putting to sea, causing hardship to the families and at the Las Vegas, Malta's smartest night spot. Oscar Lucas presented Manuel Spiteri and the Las Vegas Trio. The cargo vessel Rodina steamed into Grand Harbour with a cargo of 237 head of cattle for fattening and slaughter, and in football, Floriana beat Hamroon 3-1 on a waterlogged pitch. For me, back home in the UK, after spending nearly 4 years in Malta, I bought my first LP, recorded in 1964, on which Mark Murphy sang From Time to Time.
From time to time, I feel that I'm impossibly smug. From time to time, this pantomime goes flat as a rug that's not been paid for. But I don't care. What was I made for, unless to share? From heart to heart, from girl to girl, I go on my way. Kiss to kiss, I hit each miss with never a name, no butterfly. Fluttering by, never did try harder than I to climb the good climb from time to time. From south to north, I sally forth wherever I please, from day to day. From year to year, I seize what I seize, but for my pals of this endless duel, oh, I need 10 gals of atomic fuel. Well, time to time, observe that I getting me down, I'm up for sale, frantic and frail, put me in jail, far from the trail, but maybe my bail, from time to time.
Mark Murphy and accompaniment directed by Johnny Dankworth. And at the Nice Festival of Song that year, Malta's own John B. Cassar's composition, Amore Domenico, won second prize. Before the winter was over, storms lashed the islands with winds frequenting and reaching something like 40 knots. Over 500 farmers attended the Malta Union of Farmers AGM at Hamroon's Radio City Opera House, while another opera house, the ruins of the Royal One in Valletta, was again the subject of debate as to its future. J. Frendo of Senglea wrote to the Times of Malta asking for a drain in Oratory Street to be covered by gratings because it would help keep the rats underground. Whilst on another page it was reported that the tourist drive was well underway. Le Ballet de France had its gala performance at the Manuel Theatre. Father G.M. Paris completed his transaction of the four Gospels into Maltese. And a hydrofoil was purchased to operate 20-minute services between Malta and Gozo. As Malta hairstylist left for Messina to compete in the fourth international hairstyling contest, Mr. and Mrs. John Taboni collected their £10,000 lottery prize. With the first signs of spring and the promotion of Hong Kong and Malta trade being discussed between the two governments, BOAC announced daily freight flights to Canada and the USA serving Malta, and a packet of 10 Dumuria cigarettes was priced at 1 shilling and 3 pence. And despite great changes taking place in popular music, artists like Nancy Wilson were still recording. Wives and Lovers, Nancy Wilson in 1964. As the weather in Malta got warmer, a correspondent of the Times of Malta, calling him or herself Parker, let off steam by complaining about Sliema's traffic congestion. And even though the year was steadily progressing, Malta's forthcoming independence was still being debated as not 100% certain. At a time when the cinema in Malta was very much an entertainment pastime, names like Colosseum, Ambassador, Savoy, Embassy, Plaza, Gaiety, and Alhambra were commonplace. And Malta's passion for playing and watching football saw Orme and Senglea vying for first place at the top of the island's second division. Meantime, Britain's colonial secretary, Duncan Sands, told the UK's House of Commons that he couldn't take decisions regarding Malta's constitution until after the referendum. While all this was going on, Charles Bugea, a Maltese, was sworn in as president of the Brooklyn Civic Council of New York, USA. Back on the island, the Golden Harvest advertised its chocolate products as the best in Malta. The Villa Rosa Beach Club reopened with musical entertainment from Valenti and his string ensemble. Guided missile destroyer HMS Hampshire arrived in Grand Harbour, and the people of Zeebrugge turned out in great numbers to pay their last respects to Philip Grech, founder of the 12th May Band and Social Club. A Floriana merchant seaman, George Vitilio, won the £35,000 lottery prize with ticket number T374041, and Malta Television presented another variety programme in its monthly series, The Oscar Lucas Band Show. The increasing promotion of tourism debate caused a Times of Malta writer to claim that a major deterrent was the constant vehicle horn-blowing, and one of the first patrons of the new Comino Hotel was Honor Blackman, famous for her role in the TV series The Avengers. And back to the world of popular song. In 1964, it seems there was no end to the regular releases of the countless recordings made by Jim Reeves. ¶¶
If ever your life is lonely, if ever you're feeling low, there's one thing you must remember. A stranger's just a friend you do not know. I'll pass along this way just one time only, a fleeting moment in eternity. Why should I spend my life alone and lonely, if just a word of friendship is the key? A warm smile can bring me true love. A warm heart can make it grow. There's no need for being lonely. A stranger's just a friend you do not know. No matter where you go, of this you can be sure, a stranger's just a friend you do not know.
Jim Reeves and A Stranger's Just a Friend. Before we look at the final segment of the half year, let's take another brief look back over the month so far for yet more of how Malta's social history was evolving. A Mr. A. Attard, in writing to the press regarding the competition design for the Valletta Law Courts, scheduled for rebuilding, appealed to competitors for the retention of the existing small plot of garden. As he said, that it may continue to enliven with its flowers the capital's main thoroughfare, Kingsway, as indeed it was then known. The leader of the Progressive Constitutional Party, the late Mabel Strickland, broadcast on both Rediffusion Radio and on Malta Television, urging listeners and viewers to cherish their passport privilege. Staying with Malta Television, a new studio production by the late Charles Arrigo, of first-time works by Maltese playwrights, was screened for the first time. And there was another first time when Gozo staged a milk marketing-sponsored relay cycle race won by the Nadur Youngsters A-team. And in complete contrast, cartoon characters Rufus and Fluke continued their exploits on page 11 of the Times of Malta, as did Useless Eustace. Slowly, Malta's image seemed to be changing, encouraged by the government's tourist board when, in an island travelogue, it made great efforts to convey that Malta was no longer a fortress, but a resort. But it was still ordinary people and events that made the news, like young Albert Casella of Sliema, who was voted the best child singer in the third European Championship of Children's Songs. And Francis Camilleri, son of the owner of an Ayrshire cow, entered in the dairy show, was presented with a prize for Best Cow in the Show. The Manuel Theatre continued to be a venue attracting some of the world's finest artists when the renowned English pianist and composer, the late John Ogden, gave a recital there in May. And as ever, popular music thrived. Here's just one example. See if you can identify this lady.
Nothing you could say could tear you away from my guy, and nothing you could do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather, we just stick together. And I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy.
My guy.
And nothing you could buy a matter of opinion, I think he's chops. And my opinion is he's the cream of the crop. As a matter of taste, to be exact, he's my ideal. As a matter of fact, I know most of our man could ever take my hand from my guy. To being happy, we are. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Any recognition? It was, of course, a very popular and successful recording artist of the time, Aretha Franklin, and her chart hit of 1964, My Guy. As 1964 moved ever closer to its halfway point, Malta's Parliament endorsed its government's draft independence constitution by 26 votes to 16, with 3 abstentions. Meanwhile, the tourist industry was boosted by 1,100 tourists from cruise ships docking in Grand Harbour. The play, Arsenic and Old Lace, was presented at the Manuel Theatre in Maltese. Maltese-grown gladioli appeared at Covent Garden via the Malta Flower Export Company, and 237 polling stations were prepared for the referendum. Sleema Wanderers lost 4-3 to Norwich City, and Fort Manuel, formerly HMS Phoenicia on Manuel Island, closed down. Not everything was rosy for ordinary people. Unemployment as well as the cost of living was rising, and after a concerted migration drive, the population had decreased by 4,308 people. A June storm hit Malta, causing suspension of electricity in most of Malta and all of Gozo, with 20 goats drowning on Malta's sister island through torrential rain. But on a brighter note, Malta Dry Docks was reporting a fast-growing volume of business. And one Maltese pigeon fancier, Charles Adjuice, was a happy man because his birds took first and second places in the gruelling 300-mile Taranto race, when out of 97, only 12 returned. Manfred Mann was happy too, because he had a hit with this.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine, she looked good, she looked fine. Oh, I knew we was born.
singing.
Manfred Mann and Do Wah Diddy Diddy, concluding our first programme. I'll be back next time with more of the same from the final 6 months of 1964. And if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, 1964 to 1972, or indeed, if the Mortar memories I've already covered have meant something special to you, then let me know. You can do so by email. Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, all one word, at Firenet, Firenetws, World Service, WS. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Join me next time for more Malta memories when again, via ordinary events and ordinary people, we'll conclude the year 1964 as it was on the island. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, whether on radio or online, goodbye.